God's love be your love.
I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. Okay, before anyone gets too excited about the use of the word hell, remember it's not new to our cultural lexicon, and it is a part of our biblical language, along with Hades and Sheol. John Milton says hell is a bottomless perdition, and Johnson writes that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. It is also described as eternal damnation, the abode of Satan, the place of pain and turmoil, the cause of suffering and difficulty, or a nightmare from which you cannot wake up. The question I'm asking today is, why are so many people trying to catch hell? In other words, why are so many people trying to capture, pursue, seize, relentlessly chase after, and catch difficult situations that cause pain and suffering, hell on earth? Stop right where you are. Do not proceed any further in pursuing people, places, and things that tie you up and leave you in a hellish experience. You do have choices. Sometimes we cling to a hell of our own making or the ones created by others because the discipline of health is just too hard. Or we chase after, catch, and cling to it because healing is the unknown. We stick with what we know until the hell becomes our comfort zone. What kind of hell? Well, there's arsenic personalities, explosive relationships, abusive lifestyle, violence and anger, substances that subvert the mind, poison the body, erode emotions. This year, touch your neighbor and say, this year, refuse to catch up with hell. Refuse to cower and cling to that which hurts, especially when we know Jesus came so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Beloved, it is time to move on. And maybe lesson number one in moving on is to do the next best thing. Take those baby steps before getting into great strides. Do the next thing. Leave the room, close the door, walk away. Get the prescription filled, call the lawyer, write the letter, make the doctor's appointment, drop the substance, call for help, go get help, call for backup, wait for backup, call upon the Lord who is an ever-present help in time of trouble, the Lord who is greater than the pain and turmoil, to the indwelling of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.